Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, non-conference play is done for now. Of course, you got another series coming up in a couple weeks, but you come off of these past two weekends with a 1-2-1 record. What do you take from those two weekends that you learned about your team as you get ready for league play?
Well, we've been forced to play people probably in bigger roles than we initially anticipated. But I think everyone that's been placed in that situation has done very well. So we felt we had a deep roster coming in, and that's certainly proven to be true, because we've needed everybody, and just other than Ellie Mosier, everybody's gotten in the lineup at one point or another over the exhibition game and in the first four games. So certainly wish we could be our record be a little better in terms of one loss, but in terms of our overall play, there's just been a few moments where we just weren't very sharp defensively in those four games. And other than that, we played pretty well.
Take us back to last Saturday. Haley Mack answered twice. The Friars got on the scoreboard first. She gets two goals. Expect to see that out of Haley. She's obviously a sniper. Nice to see a senior step up like that for you guys.
Oh, no question. We've known Haley was going to be a scorer and has been a scorer, so to see her get a couple was really big, and it was just a real hard-fought game. I mentioned afterwards there was no easy ice for either team. Shots were 6-4 after one. It was that type of game, and it kind of went from there. But I thought we probably possessed the puck more. We had more shots. We attempted more shots, and again, I credit our group. We're down by a goal going into the third, and they dug down and found a way to get one to tie it up, and we had a couple of really good looks to get a game winner. So, all in all, it was a hard-fought tie, but again, I liked how we battled and how we competed.
You gave Lexi Baker a chance at her first start between the pipes. I know she didn't see a lot of action in the first two periods, but she made 8 saves in the third and then 4 more in overtime. Talk about the play of Lexi.
Yeah, really, really proud of her. Gave us a chance, Kelly. That's what we asked for, a goal, is give us a chance, and she kept us within a goal, and then once it was tied, she shut it down. So, again, for not having started a game, I thought she acquitted herself very, very well.
And now you've had a couple of players out injured. Ellie Mosier finally gets cleared. I saw a video that was posted on the social media for the BSU Beaver women's hockey team that she got a chance to skate. How's she looking?
I didn't see it. I mean, it was a private skate, just she and the trainer. And it didn't last long, but that's step one. Obviously, it's going to be a few weeks before she gets even close. But just to get to this point was just really, really special, and really a cool moment yesterday when she stepped on the ice. We were just finishing up our practice. We were all around center ice. She stepped out, and the ovation that her teammates gave her and their reaction was just one of those moments that really, really special and unforgettable, to be honest with you.
Kiki Radke back in the lineup tonight. Lydia is still out probably for, what, a week or two?
Not sure. Just take it day by day, and same thing with Jack Cassa.
This weekend is the second week of the WCHA opening face-off rivalry series. This week it features BSU and UMD. Talk about the rivalry between these two teams.
Well, we've played each other 15 times over the course of the last two seasons, and five of those games were playoff games, which just, how intense they get. So, what do they say? Familiarity breeds contempt. And I mean, but one thing is there's players on both squads, obviously know each other well, they're friends. And so that just kind of adds to it. But, they're a good team. Obviously, proximity-wise, they're another northern team. And it's just so, in my previous 5 years, we played them 4 times in the playoffs. So, it's definitely a pretty intense rivalry. They're a very good team. They're off to a great start. So again, we know we're going to have to bring our A game to have a chance today, Kelly.
What were some of the points of emphasis as you watched film and had your team practice this week to get ready for the Bulldogs?
Defense awareness is going to be imperative. And what I mean by that is just offensive zone, our F3's got to be smart. We can't get trapped, all three of our forwards down below the tops of the circles, and that's just going to help our defense, support our defense. Neutral zone, we've got to be smart. We can't check down when we're making line changes and they have possession. We got to make sure we're going across the red line, and what we want to try to do is force them to dump the puck. Defensive zone, again, heads on swivels, picking up people away from the puck because they're very adept at finding people going to the net. So it's really, really imperative that everybody on the ice is not focused on the puck. You've got to have your head on a swivel and pick up people going away from the puck. But I think we can possess the puck ourselves on this team, and that's going to be really, really important. We want to make them defend, and if we can do that, that's going to really help us out.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, after the game is Friends, Family, and Fans Night here after the BSU Beaver game. Just throwing this out there because I know there's going to be some families and friends that are listening tonight that couldn't make it that'll be here tomorrow. What does it mean to be able to host an event like that after a women's game?
Well, it's really special. Anytime we can get family to come up and just spend time with their daughters and with members of our team and our program, they're a big part of it. Families of our players are a big part of our program. So, Amber's done such a great job with this over the years, and it's just to be able to host it right here at the Sanford Center upstairs, it will be really, really special. It's obviously a great venue, and again, just a chance for friends and family of our players to gather after a game, spend some time socializing.
What's going to be a key to getting some points here tonight?
60 minutes, just really, really complete game, 60 minutes, staying in the moment all the time, and we get chances, we got to capitalize on it. Obviously, they have a very good goalie, but we've scored on her in the past. We can certainly do it again. That's going to be imperative that we create as much chaos around her as we can.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.